Bonjour, ma famille. Comment ça va? Hopefully, you guys had an awesome week this past week. The week was pretty great. Let's see. So, Monday was pretty nice. It was just a chill day. I just washed my clothes in the morning and then had some breakfast and studied all day until like 2 when we left for the cyber cafe, and then I had like a pretty cool experience there. Just like the power went out and stuff, and then I was waiting for it to come back on, and then I started like talking with this guy who's like in charge of the cafe, and I started like just kind of telling him about myself, like who we were and stuff, and then just before I knew it, I was just kind of doing overbay with him, and then I gave him like a pamphlet and stuff, so that was pretty cool. And then after that, went back to the apartment to like get some pants for my companion that like he wanted to fix, and so we were gonna go fix those and then go back to the cyber cafe, but then my companion said that it was too late, which is really convenient because it's never too late for the sector, but on Monday it was too late. And so then we even paid for like transfer to go there too, so we literally just wasted our money. It's pretty frustrating. But he let me use his phone to like text you guys for like the last bit of time, which was really nice. And yeah, like that was so frustrating because like Josh like just got on and then I couldn't email him at all because the power went out, but it's whatever, you know. It's kind of Africa. That's how it is. But yeah. Let's see. Oh yeah, we then went back to the apartment and my comp like made some food, but like only for himself, so that was pretty frustrating too. Like I didn't have any food. Luckily other Ayama let me have some of his food, which was nice. But yeah, I think I just need to learn how to cook. Like I've been watching other dog and like seeing how he cooks and stuff, and I've been trying to like figure out how to cook, but I'm like terrible at it. But it's alright, it'll come with time. But yeah, and then let's see, so then Tuesday we had a multi-zone conference, which was super awesome. Sadly I haven't got my package yet. I've still yet to get it, which is kind of frustrating. I don't really know when it's gonna come. I don't even know if it's even here or if it even came. But yeah, so we have the multi-zone conference. But we were late to it because my comp took like forever to get ready and stuff. So that wasn't good. And then I gotta see like a bunch of sorry. I'm recording late again. Because I kind of forgot to record yesterday, so I'm just recording today. It's Monday. Let's see, so then I got to see a bunch of like my aunties, like Elder Dick and all of them, and then some other missionaries that like I've gotten pretty close with. So that was cool. And then so Elder and Sister Catcher came for the zone conference and just like talked to us and stuff, and yeah, so that was super cool. Something that was like really funny though was like when we were like shaking their hands and stuff, like I wasn't sure if like they knew English. Like I don't know why I didn't, like I was just like trying to speak French to them, but like it was just like they were speaking English to me, and I'm like, wait, what the heck am I doing? And it's like it just was super awkward. I was like, oh gosh. I just need to speak English. But yes, yeah, so that was super funny. But then, so then we had that. That was like all day. Sorry. They then like gave us like lunch and stuff when we were there, so that was super nice. Cause I like hardly ever eat lunch. So it was super great. And then Wednesday. Oh yeah. Wednesday was like giant waste of a day. It's like my comp got word that they gave us money. Like we had money in our account, so we just went to the bank. And like we're supposed to go on P-Day to get the money, but like we have another multi-zone conference, or like we had one today. I'll talk about that later, but so we went to the bank and stuff on Wednesday, and then spent the rest of the day just buying Mickey for my comp and other Ayama. Mickey is like just like clothing, cell phones, like it's just like a word to just kind of describe all that. And so we just spent the whole day buying stuff for them. And then other Don and I just kind of sat back and watched. And just kind of talked to each other the whole day. And we went to some house of some family, like that was near the bank. And we sat there for just like a ton of hours. And then they made us some lunch, which is super nice. But there's like some other sister missionaries there. It's kind of weird. I don't really understand what the heck was going on. But like the guy, father of the house, like he served a mission in Cote d'Ivoire. Like I was talking with him, and I guess he served with Abangozo and like knows him. His name is John, Mayoma, and like he told me. Like, I told him how, like, I knew Alba and stuff, and he showed me the picture of the missionary that Alba punched in the face. So that was super awesome. I took a picture of it. I'm gonna send it to you guys next week. Hopefully. If we email next week, I don't even know. We didn't email this week, which is frustrating. But yeah, so then I took a picture of it and stuff, and then, let's see. So then we went out to the sector after that. Like, we went back to our apartment. And we went to Sir Ordy. And then we went to teach Sir Florence. It was like super late. So we didn't get back for. Pretty late, and I had to wash my clothes and stuff, which I never got done, so that was kind of frustrating. But then I got a few things for breakfast to last me until we went to the market and stuff, so that was super nice. But then we didn't have any power, so that was a really bummer. So we got to sleep without power, but then the power ended up coming back on later, so that was nice. Then Thursday, I had a great night's sleep. Like, it was like super interesting because like I slept really well. Oh wait, no, the power never came back on. That's right. That was right. That was Wednesday. Yeah. So, like we didn't have power all night, but like I slept way good. Like, it was a huge blessing. But we were out of water Thursday morning, so I had to go back to like buying water, which is kind of frustrating. But like today Bishop Mel brought us like some jugs of water, which is nice, so I don't have to buy it anymore, because we talked to Mama Benini today. Like, I guess like she was saying like, why didn't we call her sooner? So like that was frustrating, because I was gonna call her, but then my comp said like not to call her because like transfers and stuff are happening, and like I don't want to. Like, if I call it, then I'm just gonna make problems, and like, yeah, so that was frustrating. But then, Yeah, so they've still yet to fix our water, still yet to fix anything. I don't really know when it's going to happen. I doubt it will. But, like, on Thursday... Wait, is this Thursday? Yeah, Thursday we went to Benicoso, which is a village that I guess is in our sector. I didn't really realize this, but... So we have, like, a village in our sector. So we went all the way out to the village, which is super cool. And then we got some... awesome food from some lady in our ward. So that was super nice. But we taught, like, there was, like, not a ton of people out in that sector. Like, there were just a bunch of what we call Zoramites, which are basically just, like, the Muslim people here. I don't know why. Like, it's just, like, a word that, like, the missionary, like, it's, like, all of the missionaries just call them Zoramites, like, all the Muslim people. And so, because they're, like, super hard to teach. Like, they just, it's so hard to teach the Muslims. They, like, because they have, like, the Quran and, like, all these other things. Like, their religion's, like, pretty similar to ours, but, like, there's differences that are, like, super hard to explain without, like, using scripture. Because, like, we don't have a Quran in English or anything. It's, like, or French. Like, I don't even know where the heck they even get a Quran. So that's kind of tough, but, so yeah, so I'll figure, I feel like with time we'll be able to figure out how to teach the Muslims, because I feel like that'd be super cool to be able to, like, convert them. But yeah, so then we left the village to go back to our apartment, and we got, like, some dinner. Yeah, some dinner. But, oh yeah, so it's super awkward, so we're, like, just chilling at their house. And all of a sudden, like, just all these, like, little girls, like, were just, like, freaking butt naked. Because they were just getting washed, like, right next to us. So I'm just like, what the freak is going on? It's so, oh my gosh, like, that's just, it's so yikes. It's like, holy cow. So that was not good. And then I just spent the night washing my clothes because I had no darks to wear. So if we, like, oh yeah. Sorry, I'm, like, reading my journal, like, what I wrote. And I was, like, wrote, like, hopefully they try by morning. Yeah, so then Friday, let's see what happened Friday. Oh yeah, Friday. Oh yeah, I woke up, like, kind of homesick on Friday. Just because I was, like, thinking about... Oh yeah, that was Friday. So I had, like, a dream about Dad. I don't even remember the dream. But, like, I remember having the dream about Dad. And then I woke up, and so, like, I felt, like, pretty homesick, and I was, like, thinking about, like, Josh coming home and stuff, like, the next week, and I don't know, I just was, like, feeling kind of homesick, but it ended up going away after, like, we just kind of got along with our day. So we had to go to, like, Grand Bassam for another Atatrin de Baptême for Chef de Zone, which is, like, a baptismal interview. And so then, when we were there, I went out on a split with Elder Asumu, who's one of the chefs de zone. He's been out, like, 23 months. Like, he's, like, almost going home. Like, he's a total stud. I love him. And so we went back. So I went out with him and stuff. And then we went back to the church to get my companion and his other companion, because they finished the Etatrin de Betim. And then... And then we had a lunch appointment with one of the members, who is actually the stake president of our ward. So that was super cool. He's a total stud. Like, we've gone to his house before, like, last time. When we went to... their house. I can't remember when it was. Like, last time we had an Atatrin de Baptême. Every time we go there, they're always eating food. Because Elder Asumu and other... I can't remember his name. They work with the members, so they get fed. Like, that's just how it works. We had some way good food. Like, they just kept giving us a ton of food, so that was super awesome. And then after one day, so then after the lunch appointment, we then went to our sector and we taught Sir Ordy, and then once we were done, we went to teach Sir Andrew and Florence, but it was like already 6 o'clock, so we didn't get back to our apartment until like 7:30 or 8. It's like that, like, every day. And then I've been, like, trying to figure out how to solve the Rubik's Cube. And I've gotten, like, pretty far on it. But it's, like, so hard. Rubik's Cubes are, like, impossible. But, yeah. So that was super... I've been, like, working on that. Which has been kind of nice. It's, like, a great way to relieve stress. I feel like it just, like, helps me get my mind off of just, like, the mission, just kind of, like, we're just kind of do something else other than just, like, study. Because I feel like studying a ton just kind of, like, wears you out. And even says, like, and I can't remember where it is, like, Proverbs or something, like, a lot of study is, like, a fatigue of the brain or what's it? Yeah, something like that. Which I've come to realize is true. I like study too much. That's good. And then, so let's see. So then, did that. And then Saturday. Saturday was kind of a long day. So we had to go back to Grand Bassam again for another Tetrine de Baptême. And then they had a baptismal service, so we just stayed for that. And then we got some bissap and bread. So that was super awesome. I love bissap. That stuff is, like, the best. It's like that drink I was telling you guys about. It's, like, the best stuff. It's so good. It's like the drink made of flowers. And then we went to our apartment. And then we finally did, like, some daily planning. I've been, like, trying to just, like, stay on my comp because we, like, hardly plan. So, like, I just, like, kind of plan by myself, but it's, like, not good. So I've been, like, trying to get him to help me out with that. And then we didn't follow, like, anything that I planned. Like, we just, like, walked, like, all the way out to, like, the edge of our sector. And, like, I told my comp, like, I wanted to buy, like, a sandwich. He's like, oh, yeah, like, we'll get that, like, after... like, after this next, like, lesson or something. Then we stayed at the lesson for, like, 3 hours, so then, like, I never ate. So it was, like, pretty frustrating. And then, so we were, like, super far out in our sector, and then, like, we had a rendezvous at 5, and we got done at 5, so we had to walk, like, forever, so we were late to our next appointment. And then, like, we ended up, like, getting there, and, like, the guy wasn't even there. So we were just teaching, like, this group of girls that were there that are, like, friends with Sir Andrew. Because we were going to teach Sir Andrew's dad because we, like, met him last Sunday. But he wasn't there, so it was frustrating. So we didn't get back to the apartment again until 8. It's like that, like, every day. That was, like, basically it. Then we just went back to our apartment and stuff. And then Sunday was pretty great. I'm starting to get, like, really comfortable with our ward, which is nice. And our stake president came, that one dude that we went and had the lunch appointment with, so that was super cool. And he, like, talked about, like, the importance of, like, members working to, like, build up the church and, like, work with the missionaries and stuff. And, like, he was super good.
And then, so after that, we then went back with, like, because we had, like, some... So we then had some... Oh, so we had, like, a few investigators come to church and stuff. And then we went with Sir Ordy and her friend, Sir Josie. Yeah, Josie. And then, so we went with, like, her, then, like, back to their house. And then, like, we're... talking with, like, these one dudes, these, like, old guys, for, like, literally 4 to 5 hours straight, like, no joke. We just sat and, like, talked with them about, like, the gospel, and then we're just talking about, like, all these random things. So we were there forever, and then after that, then we started talking to Sir Ordy. And we... set a date for a baptism, like, this next Saturday, but, like, I don't really know what's gonna happen with that, because, like, she's not, like, a very solid member, and, like, I'm pretty sure, like, my companion's, like, dating her. Like, that's, like, a thing here. Like, I guess, like, missionaries, like, date, like, the investigators, and then, like, baptize them, and then, like, just stop talking to them. So it's, like, not good. So I don't really know if, like, that's, like, the case. But, like, yeah, so that wasn't super good. And then, so I don't really know, like, what's gonna happen with her. And then, but, yeah, like, Elder Ayama was, like, telling me about how, like, a lot of missionaries, like, do that and stuff, like, when they're, like, super desperate to get baptisms. So that's n'est pas bien. Not good. Yeah, we're just, like, come to realize that, like, this mission is just really corrupt. There's, like, not a ton of integrity, which isn't good. But yeah, like, let's see. So then, after teaching her, like, she came, like, all the way back with us, like, to, like, pretty close to our apartment. And then my comp, like, showed her, like, that's, like, our apartment. And then, like, gave her some money to, like, go take some transport to go back home. So that was, like, super weird and frustrating. Like, I feel like this month is going to be kind of rough because, like, my comp has spent, like, a ton of his money already just, like, buying clothes and crap. So, yeah, I just need to learn how to cook so I can just feed myself, and that's all that matters. Because, like, I don't know. That's just kind of frustrating. But, yeah. So then, so that was Sunday. And then today was pretty good. We had a multi-zone conference again this morning with Elder Vincent and President Owens, who's the general authority over, like, the young men. So he's, like, it was super awesome. Like, they're awesome. I love Elder Vincent. He's, like, he's one of the area authorities here, who, he's, like, from Australia. So he's, like, he has, like, a super cool Australian accent, and he speaks French, too. So he's a cool, he's a stud. Like, he, like, struggles to speak French. Like, he was, like, speaking English and French at the same time. Like, he just, like, he would, like, switch, like, off and on. It was funny. But President Owens only speaks English, and so, like, they had, like, a translator. So it was super nice, because I understood everything that they were saying, which was awesome. Like, typically, like, I understand, like, most of the French, but, like, sometimes, like, it's just super hard to understand, like, if I don't know the words. But, yeah, so that was super cool. And so, also, a bunch of elders came from the Abidjan West Mission. And so I guess got to see, like, a ton of my other MTs that were in that mission. Like, a bunch of people that were in the MTC with me that I knew. And so that was super cool. So I got to talk with them. And then also some other elders from, like, other zones. Like, Elder Young, Elder William, Elder Ty, Elder Upa. So that was super awesome. And like I got to talk to Elder Young about like how surgery went and stuff. I feel so bad for the dude. He got wrecked, man. That'd be like the worst thing. But yeah, so he's like doing a lot better, but like I guess he said he's been walking too much and it's been like really straining him. It's like he's been kind of taking it easy. And like he looked pretty good, but like you could just tell like he was just kind of in pain. But like he's a stud. Like Elder Young just is like, that guy is a freaking stud. I love Elder Young. And then Elder William, he's a total stud. He's that one guy that like I took a picture with at the Fête de Noël or the Christmas party. So that was super cool. And then Elder Ty, he's like that cool missionary that like I talked to about like the Riccardi letter. And then Elder Upa, who's this elder from Tahiti, who's like, he's a total stud. Him and I are way close. Like he's just like my bud. Like he called me the other day and was like just giving me like a ton of advice. He's like the first like few months like they're super hard, but like just keep pushing through it. Like you can do it, man. Like you just like give me all these tips about like just like a bunch of things about like the mission, like hiding money and like just like doing different things like that. Cause like there's a big problem with like missionaries like stealing money. Like I've already had like money stolen from me. Like I already had like two thousand Frankfurt stolen from me. So that was like super nice. But I just have learned like great ways to hide my money. So like there's no way like, and like I've been like locking my stuff like in my cabinet now, because like I'm like I don't know who's stolen it. Like I don't want to make a problem by like saying like, oh, like you took this, and then like if they didn't take it, then like it's just like, and so I just decided, you know, like I'll just lock my stuff, hide my stuff, and it's not a problem. That way I just don't make any issues. But yeah, so I've just been doing that. And then there's like a bunch of others too that I gotta talk with, which is awesome. Like a ton of Americans. There's a lot of Americans in the Abidjan West mission. So that's super cool. So they were like total studs. So I was talking with like a bunch of them and like got to know a few of them. But then after the conference, it was like, so we like went back to our apartment and stuff. And like we sat around for like a few hours. And then Bishop Mel came and brought us some water and stuff, like the water jugs like I was saying earlier. And then he took us to the bank to get some money for Elder Da, because like Elder Da didn't receive his PIN number, and so like he hasn't been able to withdraw money, and so they just put his money into Elder Ayama's account. And so we went to the bank to get him some money, and then we were going to go to the market and then go to the internet cafe after that. But we then, after the bank, went back to that one person's house that like Auban served with and stuff. I can't remember his name. What is it, like John something? And then so we like sat there for like another like hour or two, and then finally went to the like the supermarket at like 5 o'clock. I just bought like a ton of crap, just so like it can last me like the whole month, so hopefully it does. And then we got back to our apartment at 6, and then Elder Ayama and Elder Da left to like go email and stuff, but like my comp just wouldn't leave. Like he didn't want to leave the apartment and stuff because he was tired, I guess, and so we didn't go email. So that was pretty frustrating. And like, given like I've been kind of like a little bit of homesickness like the past few days, like knowing that like Josh is coming home and stuff, like so that was like kind of rough. But like I don't know, I'm feeling a lot better now, like because like I was just like praying that like the Lord would just like
give me the strength to, like, not worry about emailing and, like, just know that, like, this is, like, the Lord's plan. Like, this is, like, what he, like, I need to go through to, like, help me become better, and, like, that the Lord can just give me the strength. And so then, like, I just felt like I just needed to, like, just, like, serve, like, my companion. And so I just decided to, like, just clean our apartment to, like, get my mind off of it. So I just, like, sweep the whole floor and stuff and mopped it and stuff. And so I just, like, decided to just, like, start cleaning the apartment. And I ended up, like, getting my mind off of it and started feeling a lot better. Like, I just turned on my hymn music and it was great. But yeah, what was also super frustrating, so, like, we can't go email, and then, like, I wanted to, like, call other Ologon dude or, like, someone just, like, talk to someone. But, like, my comp wouldn't even let me use, like, the phone or anything. But, yeah, so that was, like, kind of frustrating, but, it's not a problem. I mean, like, I've just come to realize, like, that's just, like, this mission. Like, there's gonna be times when I can email, there's gonna be times when I can't, and I just gotta, like, when I get the time to email, like, just use up the time. But when I don't get an email, you know, like, it is what it is, because, I mean, I can't do anything about it. Like, I'm not just gonna leave my companion and go to the cyber, like, then that's just me being disobedient, which isn't good. And also, like, I've still yet to get my package. Like, I should have asked the assistants today about it. I'll probably call them in the morning. Yeah, like, I don't know what's going on with the package. I was talking to Elder Hershey today about the package and how he got it, and he said that, like, he has no idea. Like, his parents just, like, have just been sending him packages. Like, he already has, like, another package. Like, it's, like, I don't know how he's getting them. But I was also talking to Elder Briggs, who's a missionary in Abidjan West. He's, like, one of my MTs, and he was telling me that, like, I guess if, like, a package is, like, if you say it's, like, over 60 or something, like, $60 or something like that, then, like, they just hold the package, and, like, you just have to, like, bribe the delivery guy to, like, give you the package or something. But I don't even know, like, what he was really saying. Like, I don't understand it. So, like, if you guys, like, sent something or, like, said, like, it was a lot of money, then that's probably why I haven't gotten it. But I don't really know. It could be also just sitting at, like, another, like, the other mission home, and, like, they just, like, haven't gone there to see. Like, I don't really know. So I'm gonna call the APs in the morning and figure out what's going on with that. That's, like, super frustrating, because it's been, like, how long? Like, two, three weeks since, like, it should have been here. And, like, Elder Hershey's, like, just getting all these packages. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, I don't know what's going on. So I'm going to try to see if he can, like, figure out from his parents, like, how they're sending the packages. Or maybe, like, they can, like, if he can, like, give me his parents' contact information so you guys can, like, reach out to them and figure out how they're sending packages and kind of figure that out. I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to call Elder Hershey and figure that out, and then I can hook you guys up next week. But yeah, hopefully you guys had an awesome week. I know Josh is coming home tomorrow, which is crazy, so that'll be good for you guys, knowing that, like, I didn't email home this last week and stuff. Like, it'll be good to get your guys' mind off of it. And when Josh is home, I'm just good. Because honestly, like, I'm fine. Like, if I don't email, like, I can get my mind off of it pretty easy. But, like, I just kind of worry about you guys, like, thinking about it and, like, just worrying about it. So hopefully you guys feel good and aren't worried about me and know that I'm alive, doing well. My health's great. Except for I've, like, lost, like, I feel like 10, 15 pounds. Like, I just keep losing weight. I don't really know what's going on. I think it's my diet, honestly, like, because we just eat so much rice, and it's, like, terrible. It's probably why I've, like, had diarrhea, too. I've been, like, thinking about it. Like, it's just, like, I'm not eating very good.
So I bought like a bunch of stuff. So I'm just gonna start eating stuff and like, I was talking to Mama Benini today, and she was saying like I need to buy fruit and stuff. Like I haven't been buying fruit, and that's like a big problem. So I'm gonna start buying like bananas every day, and I love bananas. So it's like, it's awesome, and like I can also buy like some plantains like just out in the sector. So I'm just gonna start like just buying more things like when we're out in the sector, and I'm just gonna like just kind of force my companion to help me get the food, because it was super frustrating when I couldn't go and eat that sandwich. Because it's like a, there's like this lady who like makes these like soup, they just look so good. It's like eggs, it's like an omelet, like in bread. Oh, it's like toasted bread, dude. Oh, it looks so good. So I'm gonna go buy one tomorrow, hopefully. So yeah, love you guys tons. Hope you guys had an awesome week. My week was great. It was awesome to be edified with the spirit of general authorities. Like they're awesome. Like they just like know how to just hit the point like right on the head. Like they're just awesome. The sad thing is like not a lot of the missionaries respect them, and like it's just hard. Like I don't know if they'll ever change. But it's, you know, that's what it is. Just kind of got to work with what you got. It's this mission, man. It's crazy. It's the craziest mission in the world. I feel like it's like so different than what I ever could have ever expected. But it's also like super awesome. Like it's the coolest mission. Like I feel like after like I've hit like 6 months, like when I'm like starting to like really speak the language and like I'm just like out of training, like I feel like it's gonna like the mission's gonna start going really good. Like I was talking to other young today, and he was saying that like his first like few months like in training, like he said like went forever, but then like he like started like once he got past training and like started like the mission just started going, like now he's a district leader, and like he said like time's just flying by. Like he's like every day is like district meeting, like every Tuesday's district meeting. He's like dude, like the weeks just are flying by. And like that's just kind of like how it goes. I feel like he's like already at like 11 and a half weeks or months or something like that. He's like time just flies, man. But he and other I forgot his name. He's like a zone leader. He's one of the other zones, like in our multi zone. Oh gosh, what's his name? Anyways, like him and Elder Young were like the first Americans, like here. Like, they, like when they came here, like it was literally just them. Like, he said, like, it was so rough. Like, they had, like, it was way hard, but like, what was super cool is like, they were in the same apartment together and stuff, and like they were together for like the first 6 months, so that's like super nice for them, which I feel like is just it's like a blessing from the Lord. Like every missionary's like mission is so different and so individual, and I've like just come to realize that, like just hearing everybody else's like different experiences and stuff, like it's awesome. Like everything is just for each missionary to grow and get better and more independent and more like patient, more loving, and just like more just develop the qualities of the Savior. Like that's my goal, is to become more like the Savior, and if I become like that by the end of my mission, then my mission's complete. I mean, like I'm not worried about baptisms. Like I'm not like if we get a baptism, like, yeah, but like I'm not like if I don't get a baptism, like I'm a terrible missionary. No. Like that's like not it at all. Like I feel like if you're just working hard, the Lord will give you the baptisms, the Lord will bless you. And like I feel like it's all up to the Lord. It's the Lord's work, not ours. And if we're just doing our best every day to just be the hardest working missionary, then you know that's the best thing you can do. But yeah, so
love you guys tons. I'm going to go get some sleep. Hopefully you guys had an awesome week. I'll talk to you guys next week, hopefully. Love you guys.